In 1992, a 21-year-old boy named Mike was studying at a college in America. The Christmas preparations were in full swing, and all the students had got a long vacation to visit home and celebrate Christmas with their loved ones. But Mike and his roommate were working on a special project, and they decided to stay back in the hostel and continue working on it. Just 2 days before Christmas, Matty and Mike were watching a horror movie at night. After the movie, they both started talking about the different horror legends they knew of. That was the first time Matty told Mike about the legend of Bloody Mary. Matty told him that if a person stands alone in front of a mirror and calls out the name of Bloody Mary 3 times, the ghost of Bloody Mary comes out from the mirror and kills the person. Mike found the tale of Bloody Mary very fascinating and made up his mind to call her. He went to the washroom late at night and called out Bloody Mary's name 3 times in front of a mirror. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. He waited for a while, but nothing happened, and Mike went back to bed. That night, he saw a dream. He was standing in front of a sea all by himself, and there was no one to be found. Then he suddenly saw a woman's shadow in the reflection of the water. Soon as he bent down to look at the woman's face carefully, a hand came out from the water, and Mike woke up. He looked around and found Matty sleeping peacefully, but a scared Mike was awake for most part of the night. The next morning, when Mike went to the washroom, there was a crack in the mirror, and he found the blood dripping down through that crack. Mike couldn't believe what he saw. That night, Mike saw another dream where he was standing in a dark room and surrounded by a lot of mirrors. He could hear his own voice echoing in his ears. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Soon, all of the mirrors started to crack. In one of the mirrors, he found a strange, blue-coloured baby crying. He started walking towards that mirror, but as soon as he came near it, all of the other mirrors in the room disappeared. The moment Mike turned behind, he saw the ghost of Bloody Mary. Mike snapped out of his sleep, and he was completely shaken up by the nightmare. He woke up Matty and told him everything that happened with him. Matty didn't believe a single word he said, and dismissed him, saying it was all just a story. But because Mike was so pushy, both of them decided to call Bloody Mary again that night and apologise to her. This time, they followed the complete ritual of calling Bloody Mary. They lit candles and took her name 3 times, but no one showed up. Then Matty left the room and asked Mike to call her by himself. Mike summoned up all the courage and gave her another try by calling out her name 3 times, but still nothing happened. Matty, who was standing outside the washroom, told Mike that he is overthinking, as all this is just a mere story. That's when the candle lights inside the room started to flicker vigorously. Matty found it weird and asked Mike if everything was okay inside. Mike was so scared that he couldn't speak. Soon, the entire lights in the washroom had gone off. Suddenly, Bloody Mary appeared in the mirror in front of Mike, and he couldn't help but scream at the top of his voice. Matty got terrified when he heard Mike scream. He tried a lot to open the door, but it was jammed from the inside. He quickly called the guard from downstairs, and they broke into the washroom. When they finally entered inside, Matty found the mirror was broken, and Mike's head was immersed in sink water. Mike was immediately taken to the hospital, but he couldn't make it. Till date, Matty blames himself for Mike's death. He thought it was all his fault that he never believed Mike, and moreover, the ghost of Bloody Mary.
If you like my episode, please my follow podcast channel and want know the update of the episode, please follow me on Instagram, PrithamishRana06.